Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Oh, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there. My friend, get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gon' get mine. Won't he do it? You said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It's truly an honor to be here today. The Bible declares, for the Lord is great and he's greatly to be praised. Somebody need to say hallelujah, hallelujah. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Oh, bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. I can just stop right there. But today we're going to be talking about the word seeking or searching for God. I want to define the word searching or seeking for God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. If my people that are called by my name shall seek my face. Oh, hallelujah. God is looking for some seekers today. He's looking for those that would seek his face and to be humble. And then he said, then will I call upon heaven. Then I will look upon heaven. Then I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Oh, bless his name. I'm excited Today we'll be coming from the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, the 11th verse through the 13th verse. And I pray that you all had a blessed week. I pray that your mind is clear tonight to receive what the word of the Lord hath in store for you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for you that love him. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord has a word for you. The Lord has a word for you today because why? You love him. Why? Because you love him. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. He's worthy to be praised. Dear Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come here today to lift you up and to glorify you, God. Lord, we're listening for a word. We need a word from you today, God. Many, many, many people, God, may be going through. Their kids may be going through things. Their jobs may be coming up against them. Many people are coming against opposition today, Lord, and they need a word from you, God. I ask you to look upon them today, Lord. Look upon their health. Look upon their mind. We pray against every stronghold today that it be broken off of your mind, off your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you honor. We give you praises and glory. We know that there's nothing too hard for you, nothing impossible for you, God, for you, what you can do, God. Lord, we thank you. We ask you, God, to look upon us. We're casting our cares upon you because we know that you care for us, oh God. You gave your only begotten Son that whosoever believe in you shall not perish but have everlasting life. And for that, Lord, we are so grateful in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we're going to define the word seeking or searching. When I listen to the word seeking or searching, I'm reminded when I lose my keys. That's one thing I do lose a lot. I lose my keys often. But when I lose my keys, I begin to search for it. I mean, I begin to tell the kids, especially if I need to leave out the house within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and most likely I do because that's only reason why I'd be like asking for my keys. And I get panicked and I begin to start asking the kids, start helping me find my keys. We need to search in the garage. We need to go look up under the bed, look up under, go in the car, make sure that I didn't leave it in the car, look in the bathroom, look in the room, look, just look. And so I'm searching, oh, hallelujah, I'm searching for something that is valuable to me. I'm searching, hallelujah. And so what God is looking for, he's looking for the seeker. He's looking for the ones that are seeking him. Why? Because he's valuable to you. Oh, hallelujah. God is valuable to you. Oh, hallelujah. And if we know that God is valuable to us, oh, hallelujah, we would seek him out. The Bible says, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, what things shall be added unto you. Oh, hallelujah. The things of God, the spiritual things of God. Oh, bless his name. I am so excited. The Lord dropped this in my spirit, seeking for him. And many times we get in a place, and that's one thing I try to do every single day. When I open my eyes and get out the bed, I'm seeking for God. And my mind, oh, hallelujah, is on God. Because why? Because I need him. I need him. I need him. I want to give him the first fruit of my day. When I open my eyes, oh, hallelujah, I began to start praying to him. And then I began to start the music, and I began to saturate my morning because I'm preparing. I'm seeking for the one that is valuable to me, that means more than anything on earth to me. I must seek him early. The Bible says, he that seek him early shall find him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord means seeking his presence. In order to find God, in order to seek or search for him, you must get into his presence. And how do you get into his presence? How do you access, get into the presence of God? Well, you enter into the presence of God through prayer and praise. Oh, hallelujah. You can't go no other way. In order for you to get into, to seek God and get into, to search for him and find him, you must seek him through prayer and praise. Oh, hallelujah. When you pray and when you enter into his presence with praise, oh, hallelujah. I tell you, the Shekinah glory will appear to you. God's presence will be open up into you. The Bible said that we can come now to the throne of grace and ask for mercy in a time of our need. Now, we no longer have to go to the priest or go to another mediator to get to the access of God, to get into the presence of God. But now we can go through throne of grace and ask for mercy in a time of our need. We can go to him, saints. We can go strictly to him. And so, again, only way that you can get into his presence is to praise, oh, hallelujah, and prayer. Praise and prayer. And so the Bible declares in the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and 11th verse, it says that, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil." And so what God is saying, he said, I know, it's been a predestined. I knew you before you was even formed in your mother's womb. I knew the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. And so when we look at this verse here, we see that God's thoughts towards us is nothing but good. Oh, hallelujah. God's thoughts towards us is nothing but good, peace. And he said, and not of evil. And my question to you today, what are your thoughts about God? Oh, hallelujah. I need to let you let that set. What are your thoughts about God? Is your thoughts about God that you are defeated? Or is your thoughts about God that you are victorious? Is your thoughts about God is that he can do the impossible, that he can heal, that he can deliver, can he can set the captives free, can he that he can provide? What is your thoughts towards God? Who is God to you? What is God said, my peace, my thoughts towards you is thoughts of peace and not of evil, okay? He said, and to give you expecting and to give you a good future, to give you a good future. And I'm saying today, what are your thoughts about him, okay? God, you know, has unlimited power. He has unlimited resources. What is your thoughts towards him? What is your situation? What are you going through today that you are putting God into a box? I need for you to for this to soak in on you. I need for you to think, what is your thoughts toward God? Who is God to you? Okay? You know, I was thinking about the Israelites. You know, the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for over 40 years. The presence of the Lord was still with them. I have to say that again. Even though the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 long years, the presence of the Lord was still with them. In spite of their disobedience, in spite of their rebellions, in spite of their complaining, the presence of God was still with them. The Bible said that God, He went before them and he led them. He led them by a pillar of cloud by day, and then he led them by a pillar of fire by night. In spite of their disobedience, God's presence was still with them. God still fed them. God still provided for them. One only thing that happened was they was forbidden to enter into the promised land. But yet the presence of God was still with them. And then what God was saying that, yes, you may not be able to enter into the promised land, but my presence is with you. One thing that you cannot stop the destiny and the plans that God has already spoke over their lives. God had already told them that they was going to enter into the promised land. They cannot stop that. Even though the process was slowed down, the process was stagnated, yet they could not stop the promise of God from coming to pass. And that, oh, hallelujah. And so he said, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. He said, then I will listen unto you, and you shall seek me, there go that word, and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. He said, you shall find me if you just search. Oh, hallelujah. If you just search, if you just seek me with all your heart. Oh, hallelujah. When you don't put anybody else before me. Oh, hallelujah. You shall find me. You shall find me. If you just be obedient. If you just listen to my word, if you just be obedient to my word, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. You shall find me. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed name. You shall find me if you just seek and search for me. And he said, and when you do this, oh, hallelujah, God will reveal himself. God will reveal himself. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe he is, and a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. And, you know, I was thinking about the seeker. God is not revealing himself to the lazy man or the slugger man. He's not revealing himself to them. He's only revealing himself to the seeker. Many times, people want God to reveal them, reveal himself to them, but yet they don't want to be obedient. They still want to shack up. They still want to do all this worldly stuff and yet complain about what God is not doing for them and what God is doing for others. But I'm here to tell you, God is calling the obedience person. He is calling the obedience. Okay, God is calling the person that's going to say, yes, Lord, to him. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. The Bible says in Psalms 105 and 4, look to the Lord with all your strength. Seek his face always, 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 not sometime. We need to seek his face always. Saints, I'm here to tell you, we cannot live without God. We cannot live without God. The Bible says that man should not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. If you just draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. That's what the book of James 4:8 says. And then it goes on and says, if you draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. And so now he's telling you right there, in order to enter into his presence, okay, you must have clean hands, okay? You must not be double-minded. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his way, and let that man think he received nothing from the Lord. And now when you enter into God's presence, you need to enter into his presence expecting for what God has already said that he's going to do for you. And see, he told the Israelites, he told Jeremiah to tell them, he said, when they pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, I will listen unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. God is saying, if you just do this, God is saying, I will reveal myself to you. God said, I will show myself mercy. I will show myself mighty, okay? And he will show you mercy. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for all the things that he has done in my life. I thank God because I understand that it was not me. It was not me that kept me. It was not me that brought me into the sheepfold. It was the only God that done it. Somebody needed to just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the plan of the Lord has been predestined to come to pass. You can't stop it. You cannot abort it. If God spoke it, it's going to come to pass, okay? Sometimes we can delay it. But it will come to pass. Sometimes we have to bump our heads and go around the mountain and go around the wilderness a couple of times. But, oh, hallelujah, God, what he has spoke over your life will and shall come to pass. Okay? Many times, we just like the Israelites, they had went into captivity. They had been in Babylonian captivity over 70 years. Okay, but God had already spoke over their life to Abraham, okay, spoke to Abraham that he was going to give them the promised land, okay, and but yet we see them spending hundreds of years into captivity, but yet the promise of God did not fall. God was still faithful to his promise. God said that he was going to give them the promised land. And he gave it to them, okay? And so sometimes we can delay what God has already restored. But God knows all things. Nothing is done without God. God knows what we're going to do before we do it. And God knows how long it's going to take us to get to where he wants us to go and what he has in store for us. He knows all things. He knows all things. And so Deuteronomy 4:29 says that, but if from there you seek the Lord, your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, with all that's in you. Seek him. Seek him daily. I recall when I became a new convert, I was just on the tip of things knowing who God was. I really was not. God had revealed himself to me, but I wanted so much more. I wanted to reveal him. I wanted to know him. So much more than what I had experienced. And so as I began to start reading and searching for the scriptures, he began to reveal himself to me more, but I just wanted to know him so much more when I found out he was really real. And I have to be honest with that. And I'm reminded when Paul said, I'm determined in the book of Philippians 13 and 10, he said, I'm determined that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and his fellowship of his suffering. That's what Paul said when Paul got converted. You know, when Paul, in the Bible, talks about how he was in the book of Acts, how he was persecuting the Christian. But when God revealed himself to Paul, Paul wanted to know him. Paul seek and search for him. And the Bible said that he went away for 3 years alone, just to be alone with God. And he needed to know the power. Oh, hallelujah. He needed to know the power of his resurrection and the suffering of the fellowship of his suffering. And because of this, now Paul knew everything that he was going to endure. He knew that he was going to be persecuted. He knew all about, but yet he did not care. He did not care because why? He had went into the presence of God, and God revealed his Shekinah glory to him. God revealed who he really was to Paul, his Lord, his Savior, the Messiah, the one that the prophets talked about in the Old Testament. Paul knew who God was, and he wanted to know him. And he said, you know, I'm reminded in one of the books, I'm just going to summarize it in the way I'm understanding. He said that he rather go with Christ, but better yet, that he rather be, it's better yet for him to be profitable to be with them, because he knew that even though he desired to go with Christ, yet he knew that the people needed him for learning, for understanding of the Word of God. And he said, you know, I'd rather go be with Christ, but yet it's needful for me to be with you because you need me. I know you need me. And so Paul, he knew, oh my goodness, oh hallelujah, I have to excuse me. Paul knew who Christ was. He knew who Christ was. He understood his mission and his calling. And that's what we have to do. We have to understand our mission and our calling. Hallelujah. I just sometimes I have to laugh at myself. I get stumbled in words, but God knows my heart. I'm just trying to get his word out. Hallelujah. Luke 11:9 says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the doors will be open to you. Knock and the doors will be open to you. And I'm reminded of one of the, I think it was a parable that when Christ says that, keep on knocking. You just keep on knocking, okay? Sometimes we pray and we don't get an answer, but he says just keep on knocking, keep on praying, okay? And so the word seeking or the word searching for God, okay? And, you know, and when we, I want to go back to my keys. When I find my keys, when I lose my keys and I find them, I become so happy. I become so joyful. Why? Because what I lost that was valuable, now I found it. Now I found everything that I owned, everything that was accessible to me, everything that I needed, my keys to my house, my keys to my car, the things that was valuable to me. I'm happy, okay? I'm happy because I have found the thing that was valuable. And that's how we are when we find Christ, when he responds to our prayer, when he reveals himself to us. We get excited. We get happy. Okay, I don't know about you, but I get excited when God reveals himself to me. Okay, when he speaks to me, when he shows himself through his children, when he shows himself through my children, through other people, through strangers. Okay, you know, we have to seek out God. We got to seek out his presence. Okay, we got to seek him, saints. We got to hunt for him. Okay, Lord, where are you at? Where are you at, Lord? I know you're there somewhere, Lord. You know, sometimes we get like that when God don't answer our prayer, when we want him to answer our prayers. Lord, where you at? I know you're there, Lord. You know, I know you hear me, Lord. Okay? But we know that God, he answered our prayers right on time. Right on time. He answered prayers, I have to say, right on time. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. He's worthy. I say God is so worthy to be praised. Even in our weakness, he's strong. The Bible talks about how our flesh war against the spirit. Okay, and sometimes when we're in a place in our life, in a dry place in our life, or depressed or oppressed, the enemy tries to come up and gets attacked. So I have to be honest with you. People do experience opposition. People do go through things. You know, that's a part of life. But even through our weakness, God is made strong through our weakness. He has made us strong through our weakness. The Bible talks about how the spirit war against the flesh and the flesh war against the spirit. We have to continue to walk in the spirit, saints. You know, many times where I have allowed my flesh to overcome my spirit. I remember when I had begun to start back speaking, and I was so, I don't know what happened. I was so tormented with fear, and I had to realize that it wasn't the spirit man speaking; it was the flesh. It was fear in the flesh, not in the spirit. It's sickness in the flesh, not in the spirit. The spirit does not, you know, retain none of that stuff. And I had to remind myself, Brenda, you know, get in the spirit, you know. Really get in the spirit. You right now, when you fearful, you are in the flesh. That's not your spirit man. Okay, your spirit man don't retain that. Okay, it's your flesh. You know, and sometimes we allow our flesh to get in the way, and we have to continue to seek God's face. We have to continue to seek him ever for today. The time that we're living in right now, we need to continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray continually, okay? Because our life, our children's life, their children depends on it. The people around us, the people that we are inspiring, depends on it, okay? And so it's so Jeremiah, you know, at the time, you know, God was telling them they were going into captivity. But he says that when they come out, he said, I already spoke a word over their lives. I already told them that they was going to go into the promised land. But he said, but first, you know, they're going into captivity.
And you see, that's why God knows all things. God knew they were going into captivity. And he spoke it before they went into captivity. He told Jeremiah, they're going into captivity. But when they go into captivity, he said that when they come out, he said that in spite of them going into captivity, in spite of them going into slavery, in spite of all the things they're going to endure, being under the Babylonians and Assyrians and the Pharaoh and everybody, he said, in spite of that, he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards them, towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, in spite of everything that they was going to endure, in spite of their disobedience, in spite of their rebellion, in spite of, he said, I know the thoughts. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. He said, I know the thoughts. He said, I told you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace. He said, in spite of you being disobedient towards me, I think, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. He said, I'm going to give you an expecting. He said, I know the future. I know your plans. I know your destiny. I had already predestined it for it to come to pass. It will come to pass. And he said, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me. And I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And then it goes down and says, and I will be found of you, says the Lord. You, oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. You shall find me. You shall find me. He said, I'm saying, you might find me. He said, you shall find me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. I'm excited. I just love the Lord, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you are truly blessed by this message, and I pray that you can apply it to your life. But I want to encourage many that are listening today. We can't seek God only on Sundays. We can't seek God on once or twice or three times a week. We have to seek God every day. We got to be fed off his word every day. We got to read his word. We have to listen to his word. We cannot, just like the natural man cannot live without food. We cannot live without this word. You continue to seek God, seek his face. He's looking for those that's seeking him. And God, and if you seek him, whatever your prayer is to God, he will answer you. He will answer you. I pray that you are truly blessed by this message. I thank God for the word. I know I did a couple of stumbling throughout, but you know, hey, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I love you all. God bless, and have a blessed week.